Today, it's time for us to cross the Atlantic, as each month here on RNIB Connect Radio, we speak with Chris Danielson, who is the PR director for the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. Now, we talk about all sorts of topics because at the end of the day, when it comes to sight loss, well, it is a global issue and a lot of commonalities there to be discussed. Chris, lovely to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Alan. Good to be with you.
Now, we're talking tech today, and something which is really in the news quite a lot at the moment, I'm sure in the US and especially here in the UK, it's driverless cars. Is it an exciting time, do you think?
We think it is, and we're excited because in the United States Senate, a bill has been introduced that starts the process of putting together federal regulations about self-driving cars here in the United States. Now, what's exciting about this from our perspective is that this Senate bill has just been introduced and it would have to pass both the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, but specifically talks about access to this new technology for blind people and people with disabilities. So it does a couple of things. One of the things it does is that it says that states can't implement discriminatory licensing procedures. In other words, the states can't, as they do now, say, okay, you have to have good vision, for example, to drive a self-driving vehicle. So you can't discriminate on the basis of disability, and in particular on the basis of blindness. It also requires that manufacturers specifically report as they're developing these vehicles on the component of accessibility. And the third thing it does is establish an accessibility working group so that people with disabilities and blind people are included in discussions about what this technology should look like.
Some exciting things in there, Chris. I mean, those 2 points alone around the topic of accessibility and indeed around the topic of licensing as well, because, you know, there are calls that you should be able to take over the vehicle if there's an issue which you think you can deal with. And that would, to me, say, well, you'd have to have a license, but it looks as if that could be, you know, found a way around at the moment.
It certainly, if the Senate bill is the template that our lawmakers decide to go with, I mean, you know, obviously that's an important issue. And there's potentially a long way to go until people trust this technology enough to say, well, okay, the driver doesn't necessarily need to be able to take over, and unless maybe it's to actually stop the vehicle or pull the vehicle over and turn on the hazard lights. And that's something you could have software, for example, that if the vehicle encounters a situation that it can't deal with, it would just pull over or it would just stop and turn on its hazard lights, for example. So, I mean, we think there are certainly ways around that. And we think, based on the work that we've done in the past, that in fact there is a certain level of control that a blind person could exercise over a vehicle without endangering others. There would just have to be an accessible interface so that the blind person would know that something is going wrong and be able to take action to get the vehicle to a safe place. So there are ways that this can be done, and it's important that the Senate, at least, is considering that and bringing blind people into the discussion. Now, that didn't happen with the House bill. There is a House bill as well. But hopefully the Senate model is what ultimately drives this debate. The great thing is that advocates of this technology themselves always talk about what benefits it has and can have for blind people and older people who can't drive anymore, and for other people with disabilities. And in fact, another development here is that we're going to convene a sort of summit about this topic with several disability groups and automakers participating.
some great news there, Chris. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned as well, accessibility, because with autonomous vehicles or self-driving cars, if you like, you know, you have to be able to interact with the vehicle to tell it where you want to go. You have to be able to tell when the vehicle is perhaps at your destination or even find the vehicle in the first place. And, you know, none of these things are beyond the realms of possibility because, you know, we have screen readers, we have accessible apps. So, you know, a good starting point there for even just operating the vehicle.
You've already got technology in vehicles so that they can interface with other devices that you can have, so that there's voice output about certain things that the vehicle is doing. It isn't a situation where accessibility can't be built into the design of these vehicles. It's just a situation, as it always is with accessibility, where some forethought and planning has to go into making sure that that happens. And of course, the danger is that without proper guidance, vehicle manufacturers will just design their vehicles with the typical sighted driver in mind, without thinking of what is needed by blind people and people with other disabilities. So this bill that's been introduced in the United States Senate would prevent that and really cause the manufacturers to think about accessibility as they're designing this technology and create this working group to really propose best practices and standards around that so that we do get accessibility into this technology, hopefully from the beginning.
It's quite exciting. Here we are looking at the emergence of a technology which could give blind people the chance to get in a vehicle of their own and go to and from destinations on their own, unreliant on other people. And equally exciting, I think, Chris, I'm sure you'd agree, you know, this could be within our lifetime as well.
It could, absolutely. I mean, this technology is advancing by most estimates. There are some people that say we should exercise a little bit more caution. And indeed, one of the things we may have to deal with, and it won't be just an issue of blindness, it'll be an issue throughout society, is that the technology may advance faster than society's willingness to accept the technology. But certainly as blind people, as people with disabilities, we're excited about the possibilities here because it would give us a level of independence that we currently don't have. We have more than we've ever had. You know, services like Uber and Lyft and other things make it a lot easier to get around than it used to be. But we're still not to the point where we can get in a vehicle whenever we want, get in our own vehicle whenever we want, and go wherever we want under our own power and under our own decisions and volition. So that's the point that we're trying to get to.
Chris, exciting times, and definitely something we're going to follow with you, this particular bill and its introduction. In the meantime, though, if people would like to learn more about the NFB services and so on, how do they get in touch?
Well, we have a website, which is nfb.org. NFB, of course, stands for National Federation of the Blind. We are on social media. You can search for National Federation of the Blind on Facebook. You can follow NFB_voice on Twitter or Instagram. And if you want to reach us by email with any questions or comments or inquiries, you can just email nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up with you again next month here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Alan. Talk to you then.